We're up to the Kitzur Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sif Gibel in the middle of the Halachas of Chodesh Elul. The Kitzur writes as follows: in Sif Gimel, he says, Anshei Maisa Noagim Livdok B'Chodesh Hazeh. The Anshei Maisa, the Chassidim Anshei Maisa, have the minig during the month of Chodesh Elul. Livdok HaTfilin V'HaMezuzos Shelahem. They look through, they check the tefillin and the mezuzos to make sure they are kosher. The kalasher yimatzei sham bedek b'shar mitzvos yisaknu, and anything that they might find wrong in other mitzvos as well, they also try to go ahead and fix those up during Chodesh Elul. So we're going to go into the background a little bit of this halacha, this din of fixing up the tefillin. What's the chiyuv bedika? When is there a chiyuv bedika, if at all? And where does this come from? So the beginning of the sugya really is in the Mechilta in Parshas Bo. The pasuk says in Parshas Bo, "V'shamarta es achuka hazeh miyamim yamima." So it says the Mechilta as follows: "Yabachiv v'shamarta es achuka hazeh miyamim yamima." So what is this chuka? The Mechilta says this is talking about tefillin. Just like the Mechilta learns out, just like by stay mikne, we say yamim yamima, and it means yud beis chodesh. So to by tefillin over here, where it says miyamim yamima, Beis Hillel holds you need to have a bedikas hatfillin once every 12 months. That's the mechilta. Says Beis Shammai in the mechilta, they're also quoted. He says no, ain't tzrichim bedika kol iker. You don't have to check your tefillin at all. Why? We rely on the chazaka that generally your tefillin are written in the proper way and they're going to stay kosher. Nothing changes. So just like we rely on chazaka in any other area of the Torah and any other mitzvah, so over here, I have the right, Beis Shammai says, I have the right to rely on the chazaka and assume that the tefillin are kasher, I don't need to check them. Good. So it would seem that there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if there's a chiyuv bedika or not. Now, when we look at the Gemara Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, it seems this is not so simple. Why? Because the Gemara there in discussing is Laila considered as Mount Tefillin? Is Shabbos considered as Mount Tefillin? Is Yom Tov considered as Mount Tefillin? So the Gemara brings this very same pasuk that the Mechilta quoted, "V'shamarta asachuka hazos miyamim yamima," and the Gemara in fact has a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi whether this pasuk is referring to Tefillin, like we just said, or it's referring to Karban Pesach, that a person has a chiyuv every year to bring a Karban Pesach. A person shouldn't think it's just a mitzvah that was a one-time thing in Mitzrayim. A person should know that this is a mitzvah that comes up every single year. So that is in fact the machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows: the Tanya. So the Gemara says, "V'shamarta sachuka hazos l'moda miyamim yamima." So the Gemara darshens yamim below leilos. That means you have to put on tefillin in the daytime and not at night. Person only is supposed to wear tefillin during the day. Then the Gemara says, "Miyamim." We also darshen miyamim below kol yamim. You only put it on during the weekday. You don't put it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that this that the pasuk is talking about, hachukah hazos, that's referring to the mitzvah of tefillin. Says the Gemara, that is the shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglidi. However, Rabbi Kiva Amar Adlai Nemar hachukah zu elu l'pesach bilvad. This mitzvah over here, which we're talking about in the pasuk of the shamartas hachukah hazos, that's not referring to the mitzvah of tefillin. That's referring to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Tosis points out, parenthetically, it's a beautiful Tosis. Tosis says that the Gemara tells us, "Damrina b'nei ma'aravim mevarchi basa demisaki tfilayu lishmar chukah." The Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Mem Daled that there was an old minhag that the Rabbanim used to make a bracha lishmar chukah when they took off the tefillin right before Shkia. So Tosis says it only makes sense to make a bracha lishmar chukah if you hold like Rabbi Yossi Haglili that the chok that the pasuk is talking about over here is tefillin. If you hold that the chok that the pasuk is talking about is Karban Pesach, so it doesn't make sense to make a bracha lishmar chukah. What are we referring to? This that the pasuk calls it a chok is only according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So Tosis just points out that whole gemara that says the minhag used to be to make a bracha lishmar chukah when you take off your tefillin, that is only going to fit according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili shita in the gemara. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, it wouldn't fit. Okay, so getting back to the mechilta that we started with, there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether I have a chiyuv to check my tefillin once every 12 months, miyamim yamima, or Beis Shammai says, no, ain't tzrichim bedika kol iker. I can rely on the chazaka and assume that the tefillin never need to be checked. The chazaka is they were written properly and they stay that way. So it would really seem that mechilta is subject to machlokes in the Gemara, whether that original pasuk is really talking about tefillin, or is it talking about an entirely different thing? It's talking about Karban Pesach. So that's really subject to a machlokes. So what's the halacha here? So the Rosh Paskins in our Gemara, in Menachos, the Rosh Paskins like Rabbi Kiva, that the whole pasuk is not talking about tefillin at all. So it would seem, according to the Rosh, that this whole mechilta would be out the window. You don't even get started with the whole drasha. However, the Rambam, it's clear from the Rambam, from the fact that the Rambam paskins Laila loves Mantfilin, and Shabbos loves Mantfilin, and Yontav loves Mantfilin, it would seem from the Mashmoris of the Gemara that the Rambam paskins that this pasuk of the Shamartas Achuka Hazos is going on Tfilin. So that's the Rambam Shita, and it would come out according to the Rambam, we have this discussion B'Shamah and B'Silah. Interestingly enough, the Rambam Menochus Tfilin Perak Beis and Achay Yidalek paskins that, like B'Shamah, Tfilin ain't Srichim B'Dika called Iker. Person never has to check his Tfilin at all. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Lamates and Arachayim paskins the same way. A person does not have to check his Tfilin, he can rely on the Chazaka and assume nothing changed. His Tfilin were written by a Kasher Sefer, and he never has to check his Tfilin at all. That's the Shita of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Shulchan Aruch says that there is one caveat. What is that? He says if a person doesn't wear his tefillin every day, he only puts them on lif'amim, he puts them on every so often. So we're afraid, Shema Yirkavu, we're afraid maybe they're going to get rotten, maybe they're going to get hot, maybe they're going to get melted, and something's going to be destroyed. Some of the letters are going to get erased. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, in such a situation where the person doesn't use the tefillin on a normal basis, so then, says the Shulchan Aruch, a person would have to go ahead and check his tefillin. But otherwise, Shulchan Aruch assumes, like the Rambam, that a person never has to check his tefillin, which is like the Shita of Beishamai in the Mechilta and Parshas Bo as well. The Magen Avram there in Simon Lamates, and the Mishnah Berurah goes like this as well, the Aruch HaShulchan writes like this, that no, he says, nowadays we find that our tefillin, we sweat a lot, he says, that we move around a lot and we sweat a lot and our tefillin are made in a certain way. So he says, we find all the time that there are osios missing in our tefillin or they get rubbed out or something happens. So says the Magen Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan, since nowadays we sweat and we put our tefillin on, so there is a big chashash that something's going to change. You don't have a right to rely on the chazaka in such a case, and therefore the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan all hold, a person would have to check his tefillin. So when would he have to check it? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon in Yeridei Reis Tzadi Aleph, when he's talking about Hilchas Mezuzah, so he discusses how often you have to check your mezuzah, says the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara Yuma Daf Yud Aleph, that a person has to check his mezuzah pa'mayim b'shavua, twice every 7 years. Why? Because we're afraid that it's going to get rained on and it's going to get ruined from the rain and from the snow. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch says a person has to check his mezuzah twice every 7 years. So the Magen Avraham says that maybe the halacha should be the same over here, that since we're concerned about the rotting of your tefillin or the wearing away, the withering away of certain letters on your tefillin, so therefore a person might have to check them once, twice every 7 years. Okay, so that's a brief synopsis of the halacha lemaisa regarding the checking of the tefillin.
Wouldn't you think that in the old days they wore tefillin all day? You think they would sweat even more?
It'd be worse.
Yeah, not better.
Exactly, right. So the Magen Avraham seems to say something about the way we make our tefillin nowadays. That's what it sounds like. Like it's a different method of making the tefillin. It's a different texture, maybe. Maybe we sand it more, so it's cheaper parchment. Not sure exactly.
Maybe less people wear tefillin every day, and they don't want to embarrass those people, so they say everyone should check their tefillin more today.
Uh-huh.
The old days, everyone wore tefillin.
Could be.
They don't want to insult the people.
Could be.
Embarrass the people.
Could be. So when we discuss this chiyuv of bedikas ha-tefillin, so, again, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam both hold that there is no chiyuv to be bedik the tefillin at all. Says the Shulchan Aruch, unless a person doesn't wear his tefillin often enough, then we assume maybe there's a concern that something got rubbed out or something got ruined, and therefore he would have to check. The Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, believe that nowadays a person does have to check his tefillin at least twice every 7 years, the same way the Mechaber Paskins in Yerideya, Le'inyin Mezuzah, and a person would have to check his tefillin. So what is this chiyuv bedika? Is this a chiyuv midaraisa or a chiyuv midarabana? That's the first question the Prima Gadam asks all the time. When you have in Yeridei, he says, is this a deraisa, derabana, it's very negeh halacha. You have to know, is it a suffik? What's the halacha by a suffik? In Yeridei, it's definitely very important. Every shayla that comes up, you have to know, do you need shishim, do you need this? What?
What is the deraisa you're talking about?
The deraisa over here, about checking tefillin.
What is it? What
do you say? Which person? The shemardas hachukas emi yami. So is that just an asmachta? Or is that a real bona fide din d'oraisa? That's the question. This mechilta that we started with, the machlekes b'sham b'sil, is that a real bona fide din d'oraisa, or is that just an asmachta ba'alma? So the Achronim say as follows. The Emek Bracha writes that this chiyuv is only midrabanan. Why? So it goes like this.
Well, you say 2 out of 7. Which 2? I mean, yeah, why 2? Yeah. 2 times.
Where does that number come from?
Yeah, why not? What, the 2nd and the 7th year?
Yes.
And the 6th and the 7th year?
So there is a big discussion about this. How do I calculate the years? Let's say I forgot for the first 6 years, and now the 6th year I checked it. So you're going to tell me the 7th year I should check it again? I just checked the last year. So the Pashtun says that Achronim say, in the Yeshuvah's farm, they say, that it would seem that a person should check close to the beginning of the 7 years and close to the end of the 7 years. It's not really
clear.
That's
what it seems, but that's not what it says.
What do you mean?
It would say after
3 years.
Right,
it doesn't say explicitly when a person should check.
Say every 3 years, once it's 6, you know?
Right.
But it sounds like the cipher.
Not so clear. So that's the Gemara in Yuma. It's just borrowing the Shulchan Aruch. It's just borrowing the Lashon of the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. That's what the Gemara says. It's not clear in the Gemara exactly what the qualification is of how often I have to check. How often does it have to be? So the Emek Bracha and the Mishpanas Yaakov write that this Chiyuv of Bedikas HaTfilin is only Midrabban. Why? So we'll be Makdim like this. For those who are learning Daf Yomi, the Gemara has, in the beginning of the Masechta, there's a very famous Ran that quotes the Ramban Shita like this. When we do Shchita, so we know that the Gemara tells us, Rod Behemus Kshevus. Most animals in the world are Kasher. We can assume that they're Kasher. So why is it when we shecht the behema, I ask the Ramban, why is it when we shecht the behema, we have to go and check if the behema has any sort of trefas in the lungs? Why do we have to look through it? Why don't we assume Rod Behemus Kshevus? Why don't you rely on the rogue that we know always works by everything else? So says the Ramban as follows. Since there's a high enough percentage of animals that are not kosher, he calls that a miyad hamatzai, which he doesn't say a number how much a miyad hamatzai is, but he says since there's a reasonable percentage of animals that are not going to be kosher, therefore says the Ramban, I have a chiyuv min derabanan to go and check all the animals. Why? Because if it would be less than this percentage, that would be treif. So okay, I would say it's almost close to 100% that every animal is going to be kosher, don't check. But says the Ramban, since it's a high enough percentage, Mishnah Yaakov writes that's 10.5%, whatever, it's not clear exactly what the number is, but since there's a high enough percentage of animals that are treif, therefore says the Ramban, a person has a chiyuv min derabanan to go and check the animal and make sure it's kosher. Fine, so the Ramban writes that it's only midrabanan. So says the Emek Bracha, the same would apply over here. Most pairs of tefillin are kosher and are going to stay kosher. So he says, therefore midaraisa, you have a right to assume that this pair of tefillin is also kosher. So he says, the same way the Ramban says that midrabanan, we have a chiv to be baidik, the animal, to make sure it's kosher because there's a high enough percentage that are not kosher. So he says over here also, we have a high enough percentage of tefillin that are not kosher. So therefore, we have to check midrabanan as well over here. It's not a chiyuv midaraisa. The Emek Bracha says it's only a chiyuv midrabanan based on that Ramban. Midaraisa, a person has a right to rely on the robe that the tefillin is going to be kasher. The same way they started off kasher, the Chazaka tells me they're going to stay kasher. So that is the shita of the Emek Bracha. I thought this morning when I was thinking about this that really there might be a raya from the Rishonim that really not like the Emek Bracha. This really might be a din daraisa. Why? Because the Gemara tells us. In Megillah Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara says that a mezuzah, when I make a mezuzah, I have to make sirtut, midaraisa, on the mezuzah. Sirtut is the indentation in the parchment. So that has to be made on the mezuzah. But says the Gemara, you don't have to make sirtut on a pair of tefillin. Gemara doesn't say the reason why. So all the Rishonim are bothered, what's the difference between tefillin and mezuzah? So the Rambam writes the reason why you don't have to make sirtut on a pair of tefillin is because mepnei shehein mechupin. They're covered over. However, the mezuzah is out in the open. So the Kesem Mishnah, what do you mean? The tefillin are covered up, and the mezuzah is also covered up. You roll it up, no one reads it. So Kesem Mishnah is bothered by that, and he tries to figure out what the Rambam means. But the Ran on the Gemara, on Daf Yud Ches, and Megillah writes, what's the difference between tefillin and mezuzah? Says the Ran, tefillin ain't tricha bedika, so you're never going to have to read them. However, mezuzah is tricha bedika. So the Ran says as follows. He says, the reason why min ha-Torah, you have to make sirtut on a mezuzah and not on the tefillin, is because I have a chiyuv midaraisa to check the mezuzahs, but I don't have a chiyuv to check the tefillin. It seems from the Ran very clearly that this whole din is only midrabanan to check the tefillin. Why? I'm sorry, that it's a midaraisa. Why? Because according to the Ramban, how do I say that sirtut, which is a din daraisa, is based on this? From the fact that the Ramban, that the Ran says, this is a deciding factor whether or not I need bedika. This is going to be the deciding factor whether or not I need sirtut midaraisa. That would seem to say that it's a din midaraisa, not only a din midrabanan. So that's the Emek Bracha. The Mashal Chacham Parshas Bo, when he's quoting this Mechilta, has a very beautiful explanation. He quotes the many Achronim that say that it's only midrabanan, and the Mashal Chacham has a very big chiddush that he wants to say it's really a chiyuv midaraisa. Why? So he says as follows. He says, we have a rule in the Torah, Anus Rachman Patri. Right? If a person can't be Mekayim in Mitzvah, so the Torah says you're an Anus, you're not Mechayim, Patri. Good. Says the Mashal Chachma, that only makes sense when you're talking about a lav. Anus Tamandaloy Avid, I'm Rina. He says, if a person has no choice but to violate a lav, so So we can say, Anasarchan Patri, what am I supposed to do? I was starving. Someone's in the concentration camps. He doesn't have a choice. He doesn't have anything to eat. So he's going to eat Nevelis of Trevis. Right? So Anasarchan Patri, what's he supposed to do? The Torah says he's Patri. He's going to be over the lav. That's fine. But says the Mesha Chachma, Aynes Kamanda Avi Loy Amrina. When it comes to an essay, we don't say, if a person wasn't able to put on tefillin today. We don't say, oh, he was anonymous, he was in the hospital, so we'll consider it like he wore tefillin. Says the Mesha Chachma, Aynes Kamanda Avi Loy Amrina. We don't assume that if a person wasn't honest, we consider it like he did the mitzvah. That's not true. That's not possible to say. So it says the Mesha Chachma as follows. That the Ramban says that you have to check the animals midrabanan, because midaraisa, I could assume that all of them are kosher. That's only when it comes to Isurin. Because by an Isur, worse comes to worse, if I wouldn't check it midaraisa, I'm an honest. I'm eating something that's treif. I didn't have to check because I relied on the chazaka midaraisa, so I did an iser, but I was an anus. So anus rachman patri by isurim. But says the Mesha Chachma, when it comes to being mekayim a mitzvah, when it comes to bedikas atfilin, where if I check them and they're puzzle, I'm not yotz in the mitzvah at all. So says the Mesha Chachma, in such a case, I don't have a right to rely on the chazaka midaraisa. I must check my tefillin to make sure they're kosher. Why? Because he says if it would come out that I was really not being mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin properly, we don't say onus harpana patri by being mekayim an esed. We don't say that just because you were an onus and you relied on the chazaka, it's as if you were mekayim the mitzvah. We can't say that. So therefore, says the Mesha Chachma, he thinks that this would be a chiyuv midaraisa. Mesha Chachma just points out one more beautiful ha'ara, which is that with this he wants to answer a kasha of Tosfos and Nida daf samach aleph amud beis. Tosfos says, going on the Gemara here, that we are allowed to make tachrichim for a mace. The Gemara says, we're allowed to make tachrichim for a mace made out of shatnez. There's no problem. There's no iser shatnez on a mace. But, says the Gemara, Tosfos asks, the Gemara says in Brachos, daf yud ches, that when we bury a mace, we must put tzitzis on the corners of the begadim. And the minig is not like that. Tosfos points that out. But from the pashas of the Gemara, it seems that a person must put tzitzis on the big day mace. So Tosfos asks, if we're concerned about a mace being mekayim mitzvahs, and therefore we make sure to put tzitzis on the mace's begadim, so why is it that we don't care about shatnez? Why do we bury the mace in clothing that's shatnez? So Tosfos is bothered with this kasha. So Tosfos quotes the Rashbam, and he says that the Rashbam says that the mitzvah of tzitzis is so special, it's shkula k'neged kol haTorah kula, therefore we make sure even the mace has a pair of tzitzis. We make sure that the mace is taken care of for that. But shatnez, which is not, you know, it's just like every other issur in the Torah, it's like any other mitzvah, so it's not so special, we're not going to go out of our way to make sure the begadim are in shatnez. That's the Rashbam's answer. Tosfos answered no, that the whole issur shatnez is only when a person's having hano. And Tosfos says that a mace doesn't have hano. He's not... What was that? Yeah, but what about the rest of the begadim? Someone's wearing a pair of pants, so you can't say the mitzvah of tzitzis is going to patter his pants from shatnez. What?
You're putting tzitzis on the mace.
Right.
On his tzitzis. I mean, on his begging.
On his begging, right.
But that would patter the shatnez.
Oh, only if it's one begging.
Are you assuming it's
tzitzis? Right, okay. Right. So, Tosfos himself answers that the difference is that tzitzis is a mitzvah that he's supposed to be mekayim regardless whether he's having hana, and shatnez is only usher if a person's getting hana, he's getting pleasure from it. So therefore he says, a mace doesn't get any pleasure from the begadim, so don't worry about the shatnez, that's fine. But when it comes to the tzitzis, he has to wear the tzitzis because that's a regular mitzvah. The Mesha Chachma answers, based on what he said regarding this mechilta, he answers as follows. He says, when it comes to being over a lav, so the mace is an anus. What's he supposed to do? He can't be mekayim any mitzvah. So you say, anus rachmana patri. Fine, so we're going to say the mitzvah of shatnez doesn't make a difference. We look at it as if the mace isn't wearing shatnez because he's an honest. He's not responsible for his actions, for his activities. However, when it comes to being mekayim an essay, the Mesha Chachma was mechadesh that you can't say ones kemanda avid. The Mesha Chachma says ones kemanda avid loyamrina. We can't say just because you're an honest, it's as if you actually did it. That's not true. So he says if the mace is not wearing tzitzis, we can't consider it like he's wearing tzitzis. So he says when it comes to the mitzvah wearing tzitzis, we make sure to put tzitzis on the big deha mace because that's a mitzvah's essay. And therefore, even though he's pater, Aynes is not going to help for that. However, when it comes to the Isser of Shatnez, Aynes Rachmana Patre, and therefore we don't have to worry about Shatnez in the begadim of the mace.